Blog Talk Radio.
Thanking God, Father God is done it. God is doing
in the life of his children. Those of us that believe and trust God, we thank God for new mercy, new grace, the day that the Lord has made. Welcome to our Saturday lessons, you all, for the brand new month of October. Amen. We thank God for the month of October. We decree and declare this month breakthrough and deliverance. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, when we've been held down and in bondage, when we've been not been able to move forward for some reason in our life, things have been going on, and we seem like we take one step, and then we take 10 steps back with some of us. And, you know, just decree and declare and breakthrough and deliverance this month in the name of Jesus Christ and expecting God to do it. This month, we have decreed, declaring the Gospel Public Ministries, you know, fasting and praying in the month of October for a breakthrough. And it's so important to understand what this month is all about and trusting God for it. So today, our little lessons, we're going to be talking about fasting for breakthrough and deliverance, everyone. But before we enter into our letter lesson this morning, we're going this afternoon, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Father God, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we share with yours and be glad in it. We thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you for this opportunity, Father God, that you allowed us to come right now here in this place to receive a pouring in when we've been empty, oh God, to receive revelation and knowledge and wisdom, oh Lord, so that we can apply to our daily lives according to Scripture, according to your word, that our lives may be changed, and that we live a life that is upright and pleasing to our sight, Heavenly Father. So Heavenly Father, we ask in Jesus' name, Holy Spirit, that you will move mighty on this line today in our lesson of study, bringing breakthrough and deliverance by fasting. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, but first of all, seeking first your kingdom and all your righteousness, O Lord, and understanding and knowing that all things shall be added unto us. So we come against every hindering spirit on the line, every spirit of frustration. We come against every spirit of distraction. We come against every unteachable spirit, every fighting spirit, every spirit of manipulation, control, every murmuring, complaining spirit right now. We come against every spirit of fear, worry, doubt, disbelief, oppression, depression right now with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we command you to cease your works and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We declare the crowd that delivers to be permanent right now, and we receive it by faith. We declare and declare that we walk by faith and not by sight, and we are delivered, and we are set free, we are blessed, and we're favored, we're healed by our Heavenly Father. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask in Jesus that anyone that's dealing with any sickness on the line today, any pain, ache, or discomfort, let them be delivered and set free, oh God, and healed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Remove every delay to our healing, to our breakthrough, amen, to our deliverance, and we thank you, Father God. Lord, we thank you for the lesson, amen. We ask that every word that go forth on today, let it take root in us, oh God, and manifest in our actions, mind, body, soul, and spirit, and be engrafted on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in place of peace. We come to receive in my faith, we receive right now in Jesus' name. And we decree and declare that it's so, and it shall be no other way. So God be the glory. We seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in all that believe. It's in Jesus' name we pray. So God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. If you're able to hear me clearly, if you're not able to hear me clearly, press 1. But if you're able to hear me clearly, you don't have to do anything. Hallelujah. Just want to make sure we all can hear today and make sure I'm not moving too fast. Again, I thank God for everyone that's here in our lessons. The way it works on Saturday is that if you have any questions or concerns, once the line is open up for time for questions or comments or concerns, whatever you want to ask at that time, according to the study today, you would press 1. So we don't open up the lines and just start asking people to answer questions or give a question. Only if you have a question or comment, you would press 1 at the time that's allowed for questions and comments to be given. Amen? So I'm going to try not to go too fast, but we don't stay on the line too long in our little lessons. It's around about 30 to 45 minutes at the most. Again, today we're talking about fasting for breakthrough and deliverance. We always hear people say, oh, we're fasting, we're on a carpet fast, or I'm going into a fast for 3 days, some for 24 hours, some for 3 days, 7 days, 14, 21, 28, whatever God has called you to fast for your breakthrough, for deliverance. And most of all, when we're fasting, we should be seeking to have a closer relationship with God. Amen. And then that we're asking God to do. But first and foremost, to have that relationship with God is our first assignment, as we're fasting, our objective, I should say, and seeking first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and knowing that all things, everything that we're praying about, our breakthrough, our deliverance, or whatever it is in your finances, in your relationship, or whatever it is on your job, in your ministry, whatever God has for you. If we turn to our Bible today in the book of Matthew, you are Matthew chapter 17, verse 21. Matthew chapter 17, verse 21. Amen. Matthew chapter 17, verse 21. Whatever version of the Bible that you're reading from today. Amen. Matthew chapter 17, verse 21. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 17, verse 21, that this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. This kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. So we know in the Bible, there was a man that brought his son to God. They said that the disciples, they could not cast out, they could not heal his son. And after that, after Jesus cast out the spirit that was afflicting the son, the disciples asked Jesus, why could we not do it? And he said, this kind comes out by prayer and fasting. So you are, you've commanded, you rebuked, you prayed prayers, done warfare and shouted, but there's more that needs to be broken off your life. Amen. It's time to add some fasting to your warfare strategy. I need to understand that there is a time, excuse me, that we need to fast. During the time of the pandemic, during this time, during things in our life that are going on, we have to realize there is a time that we need to fast and pray. I want you to understand, if you're just fasting and praying, then you're just on the diet. So you need to be fasting and praying. You need to come aside for the time of fasting and prayer. Amen? So you all, there are no shortcuts, no shortcuts. You have to fast and humble yourself, amen, until that thing breaks and leaves your life. You have to fast and humble yourself until that thing breaks and leaves your life. You have to make it priority above all things, amen. See, demons are different in terms of their wickedness. There are demons that are stronger, more wicked, unclean, and stubborn, and higher in rank, ability, and intelligence. See, the longer a demon has been in your family or in your life, the harder it is to remove because its roots go very deep. So demons such as rebellion, pride, witchcraft, Jezebel, poverty, and lack may only come out with a high level of faith. See, sometimes it seems as if they cannot be dislodged and people will get discouraged and frustrated and feel that they have failed. In Matthew 17, you all, if you still have your Bibles open, amen, the disciples of Jesus encountered a demon in the young boy, as I stated earlier, and could not cure him because of their unbelief. See, unbelief hinders us from dealing with strongholds. It takes faith. I'll say that again. It takes faith, you all, to dislodge the enemy. Fasting helps you overcome unbelief and build strong faith. Amen? See, this is the supernatural combination that Jesus gave his disciples in Matthew 17. Prayer and fasting. Now, I'm not saying that when you fast, you will earn any points or rewards with God, or that you are working your way to enjoying God's blessings. No, I'm not saying that. Amen. You are. I just want you to understand today. You know, we don't fast to be saved. Please, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God or to go to heaven. You all, we don't fast to please God to be saved or to go to heaven. There is no law that says if you don't fast, you will go to hell. I want us to understand that, you all. See, we fast for breakthrough and revival for family and loved ones. Amen. For the weapons of warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. See, some things take fasting and prayer. I don't know what you're going through right now, but some things that are happening in our lives requires more than just prayer. We need to fast. See, there is no other way around it. There are those kinds of demons that just don't give up. They are strong, proud, arrogant, and defiant. They are familiar spirits that have been in your family, but you have to get to the point that you don't care how messed up your family is. You have to say, it is stopping with me. Amen? You always have to say, this is not going, hallelujah, this is not going on to another generation. You got to stand firm and know that you have the resurrection power working on the inside. You got to understand that you're more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. You got to understand that if God be for you, who can be against you? I want you to understand, you got to tell the devil, you are liar. I will not be like my mother, my grandmother, my grandfather. I will not have what they have. Amen? In the name of Jesus Christ, the blood that flows through me is the blood of Christ. Amen. The finished work. Amen. The resurrection power. Hallelujah. 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 You got to tell the devil, this is it, devil. If my grandmother, my grandfather didn't stand against it, guess what? I'm standing today. If my mother and my father didn't defeat it, I am going to defeat it right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I refuse to be poor, broke, sick, rejected, messed up, lonely. No, I refuse it in the name of Jesus. Devil, you are lying. See, sometimes we have to do something unusual. We got to do something extraordinary and beyond the norm to see breakthrough. You know, I want you to understand, normal church and normal Christianity and normal preaching and normal prayer are not going to get the job done. See, some little sweat, and I want you to understand this, some little sweet prayer is not going to do it. See, religion won't get it done. It is going to take an anointing that destroys the yoke. See, when you pray, when you fast, the anointing increases in your life because you are so into the spirit. See, the Bible says that God is in the world and worship him in truth and in spirit. So this, you will be in spirit. You're operating there in the spirit. Hallelujah. The authority of God and the power of God and the faith of God comes alive when you lay aside some things and fast. You will find yourself getting stronger and stronger. Hallelujah. Shouting doesn't do it. I want you to understand that it is the anointing that does it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. It is the anointing that does it. And we look in the book of Isaiah 58, and you can read it for yourself in its entirety. In Isaiah 58, it talks about how we can fast to break every yoke, to undo the heavy burdens. Fasting makes room so that the oppressed go free. Are you feeling oppressed in this time of your life? See, fasting breaks bondages and causes revival. So when you are dealing with a serious issue, maybe you are dealing with something you don't know how to handle, the best thing to do sometimes is to let go of some food for a little while. See, pray against that thing. See, man may not be able to help you, and you may not know how to defeat it, but with God, all things are possible. Amen? All things are possible. How many of y'all know that with God, all things are possible, that God can do all things but fail? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For as you fast and humble yourselves, the grace of God will come upon your life. The Lord will be the strength of your life. Amen? Hallelujah. What you could not do in the flesh, you can do by the Spirit of God. Amen? Because it's not by might and nor by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord that every mountain is removed. What mountains do you have standing before you today, hallelujah, that you cannot do in your own strength? Amen? I want you to understand it is a time to fast and to pray for your breakthrough and deliverance so that you can speak to that mountain and it shall be removed. Listen, y'all. Extraordinary situations require extraordinary measures. Sometimes it only happens when you get to desperate. Have you ever been in a situation where you become desperate? Hallelujah. So when you are so tired of being defeated and hindered in an area of your life, hallelujah, let's see some victories that we haven't seen before. Let's get to some breakthroughs that we haven't had before. Let's see some miracles we haven't seen before. Let's drive out some demons that we haven't driven out before. Let's see some curses be broken that would, hallelujah, that would not leave before. Let's see some generational stuff uprooted and cast out of that we could not group before. Let's see a change, not once, not twice, not even three times. If you have to fast more times than that, do it. Don't give up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I remember my husband was working me out. He would say, don't give up. Don't get in. Don't fall. Don't fumble. Don't give up. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. Keep going until you know you have victory, until you have breakthrough, until you see something breaking. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, you have to get tired of the devil that you say, enough is enough. How many of us are tired of the devil, hallelujah, when you say today, enough is enough? When you declare and declare, never again over your life, never again over your children, never again over your finances, never again over your ministry, never again over your marriage, never again over your business. When you declare and declare, never again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If I have to turn, you have to say, if I have to turn my plate down to get a breakthrough in this area, I won't eat. Amen? When your stomach starts screaming out, tell it to back up. In the end, you will win and have victory. Let our spiritual enemies be smitten and consumed in Jesus' name. Amen? Glory to God. You have to be determined. Church, you have to be determined. No demons are going to control my life. I am a child of God, and who the Son sets free is free indeed. Amen? Hallelujah, hallelujah, and hallelujah. At this time, before we go further in our lesson, if you have any questions or comments at this time, please press 1. If you have any questions or comments at this time, please press 1. Hallelujah. You got to get to that point, you all, and say, I don't care. I don't care how stubborn this thing is, how it tries to hang on me. I am going to break every finger, every thumb of the enemy. I'm going to smash his head, stand on his neck, amen. I'm going to break his wrist, break his grip. The Lord is holding on to my financial blessing, my blessing. Break the wrist, break the head of the enemy, that it be released. Devil, you cannot have my life. You cannot have the life of my children, my grandchildren, my seed that has yet to come. You cannot. Hallelujah. You all, this is the faith. An unshakable resolve fasting will build in your life to see deliverance in every area that the enemy has tried to control. In every area, hallelujah, that the enemy is trying to control. Again, if you have any questions or comments at this time, please press 1. We'll give you time to decide or what your comment will be or your hallelujah. Press 1, amen, if you have a comment. A lot of people are saying, you know, I want to fast, and I don't know how to fast, and I fast and nothing happened, and was I doing it right? And a lot of times people are so fixated on what they can eat and what they can't eat. They're so fixated on what I can't eat, and I really settle and fixed on what God is trying to do in them. But you got to get to the point where you're desperate enough to say, you know what? I'm not going to stop until it breaks. I'm not going to stop until I'm delivered. Amen. And simply, I'm not going to stop until my husband receives it, until my children receive it, hallelujah, until my mother receives it, until my brother, my sister receive it, until my church family receive it. Amen. Receive their healing. Receive their deliverance. Receive the peace of the Lord. Amen. You all, let's talk a little bit about how do we fast. You know, I thank God, as I've been called on to fast many a times, of fasting and receiving and believing and expecting God. You have to have the faith. You have to have the faith. And we can only do it in the strength of the Lord. Amen? Hallelujah. See, fasting, y'all, is beneficial whether you fast partially or fully. Whether you fast from, some of us, they fast from 6 a.m. to 12 noon. One day, 24 hours. Amen. But it's very beneficial. Amen. See, one day fast, you all, as a consistent basis, will strengthen your spirit over time and give you the ability to discipline yourself for longer fast. 3-day fast, we talked about it earlier, 3 days, 7 days, 14 days, 21 days, 28, 40 days. Amen. Hallelujah. I remember when I wanted to fast, and I said, I'm going to fast for 3 days. I couldn't make it through the first day. But when God called me on a fast, it was 40 days and 40 nights. I didn't even know that I was going on that fast. But by the strength of the Lord, amen, I was able to fulfill the fast only by God's strength and receive mighty. And when I became hungry, I would get into the word of God, and my spiritual belly would be full, hallelujah, which would cause my physical body to be full, amen, in the name of Jesus, amen. So whether it's 3 days or 24 hours, whatever fast that you're called on, be obedient, amen, ask God to strengthen you to fulfill that fast, amen. And if it's just water or, you know, it's so many ways you all, we talk about 3 days of fasting. I mean, I know some of you all probably have been on 3 days of fasting with just water, and it's a very powerful way to see breakthroughs, amen. The Esther and the people of Israel went into a 3-day fast when they were seeking deliverance from death at the hand of Haman, the king's evil advisor. If you look in the book of Esther, chapter 4, verse 16, you can lay eyes to it for yourself. You are fast longer than 3 days should be done by people with more experience in fasting. If you don't have that experience, or when we call a fast here in the Gospel Public Ministries, I would head to fast with everyone, to lead the fast. I'm not saying that I have more experience than anyone else in fasting, but I've fasted for 40 days. I have fasted for 21 days. I have stood in the gap and to be the strength and be the backbone of those that are fasting, being led by the Holy Spirit and not by myself. You are, I do not recommend long fast unless there is an emergency or if one is led by the Holy Spirit to do so. Daniel fasted for 21 days and saw a great breakthrough for his people. Amen. Daniel was also a prophet, and God will use prophets, you all, to fast for different reasons to see breakthrough, amen, to see breakthroughs in other people's lives, in the church, amen, in the nation, in that community, in that state, in that region, amen. Jesus fasted for 40 days before beginning his ministry. So Jesus fasted before he entered into ministry. And before I entered into ministry, I fasted for 40 days before I entered into ministry. Amen. So I don't know of people who have fasted for 40 days and have seen great breakthroughs, you all. A partial fast can include some food such as vegetables and can be done for long lengths. A complete fast consists of only water, and water is important to cleanse the system of toxins that are released through fasting. The Holy Spirit will reveal to you when you need to fast. A fasted lifestyle is a powerful lifestyle. Amen. It's a powerful lifestyle. So if you are a pastor or a prophet or an apostle and you're not fasting, that is dangerous. We should be in a position of fasting as leaders. We should be fasting for our church. We should be calling a fast for our church so that we can come together and fast. Amen. It is a time of fasting and prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you have any comments or questions at this time, please do so by pressing 1. We'll open up your line. We definitely want to hear from you, as this is a led lesson. You already can take this at Sunday school, but not on Sunday, Saturday school. If you have any questions or comments at this time, we definitely want to hear from you. Don't stay silent if you have a question. Amen. You have a question or comment? No. Anyone? Okay. We want to definitely hear from you today. I'm going to give y'all a minute here. So if you have any questions or comments, press 1. I know some of you all are at work at this time and you can't press 1. But if you have any questions, you can email me or text me. If you have my number, my direct number, and I believe most of you all do, you can email me or text me. You can email me at chantel.mackey@yahoo.com. Okay, that's my question was, is that if any person that is not saved, is it any need for them to fast? Any use for them to fast? Did I say, well, it doesn't work for those that are not believing in Christ, because you're expecting God to do it. And if you're fasting for God to do something in your life, then you have to be a believer. And the Bible, of the disciples, they asked him why they couldn't do it. He said, because of their unbelief. So if you're not a believer, there's no need for you to fast. They didn't have the Holy Spirit. That's kind of understanding. I'm talking to Pastor Mary, we're here together, is that you're asking God to do something. The miracle work of God, way maker, promise keeper, the healer, to work on the inside. So if the person does not believe in the one who is asking to do something, what is the purpose of them fasting and praying? So who are they fasting and praying to? So maybe they're fasting and praying to their God or to themselves. Amen. I hope that y'all could hear us here. We're here together in the studio today. So that's a good question, too. So if anyone else has any questions or comments saying, well, I fasted for 3 days and nothing happened. As I said in the beginning, when you're fasting, your first objective should be to seek you first, the kingdom of God and all his ways. And all these things shall be added to you. I mean, everything else that you're passionate about, healing, deliverance, but you want to seek God, because when you get God, you get everything you need to have that relationship, to come aside. So make sure you're taking some time to come aside and understanding. Some things do not come out except by prayer and fasting. So, amen. Amen. And even if you're fasting and you get to a point where you've messed up, you know, you were supposed to be fasting for 7 days and you ate, don't beat yourself up about it. Just get back. Get back in position and ask God to strengthen you. Amen. Don't mean you're going to hell. That you felt miserable, just get back in line. But ask God to give you the strength, because there's something that God is trying to do in that time. It's important that we complete the assignment that God has for us, so that we receive that God has for us, the abundance of blessing and favor that God has for you. Complete healing, because God knows and God sees. And I keep saying about my fast for 40 days from the beginning. I've been on several fasts, 40 days and 20. But the first time I went on a fast for 40 days, I said to myself, I am not going to quit. If I got to run screaming, Lord help me, I am not, I just refuse, I trust to God. Somebody be still. It was a fasting, a time of prayer, a fasting in the wilderness. There was no work. I couldn't do a show. He told me, do not go to work. I was trying to look for a job. Do not go to the job. And I trusted God to receive whatever God had for me. I said, God, whatever you want to do, if you got to take everything, take it. I wasn't worried about money, how I was going to eat. I said, Lord, you know, and this is what I need. And I left that need right there with my Heavenly Father and expecting God to do it. And I stayed in that fence for 30 days. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when I think about it now, I'm saying, going to front, I don't know how I did it, but God. And everything God said he was going to do, he did it. Amen. And I received, hallelujah, I received my tongues. I just, you know, it was just a wonderful, wonderful experience with the Holy Spirit. It was just amazing to me. Amen. Again, if you have any questions or comments, we want to hear from you today. Amen. If you're pressed on, hallelujah. Okay, so what I want to talk about is, we get ready to wrap up here. We only have a few more minutes here. Approaching fasting with humility and sincerity, you all. Make sure that we're approaching fasting with humility and sincerity. The Bible says, you all, in the book of Luke, chapter 18, verse 11 to 12, if you want to write that down, the book of Luke, chapter 18, verse 11 to 12, in the King James Version, the Bible says, the Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are. I fast twice in the week. I want you to understand, in Jesus' day, the Pharisees fasted with attitudes of pride and superiority. They fasted with attitudes of pride and superiority. That's why it's important that we approach fasting with humility and sincerity. Amen. So you are, anytime you are full of pride, being logistic, you are, and religious, you can fast and pray all you want, but you won't see many miracles. The Pharisees didn't have any miracles come as a result of their prayer and fasting. They had no power. Amen. See, they had no power. Jesus had all the miracles because he was humble, amen, and full of mercy, love, and compassion toward people. Are we being that way with each other? The Pharisees had nothing but long rows with the, hallelujah. They had rows with no miracles. They couldn't heal a headache or a mosquito bite or a hangnail. They had no power because they were not humble, you all, and showed no mercy. Jesus showed up and broke all their rules. He healed the sick. He raised the dead, amen, and cast out devils. They wanted to kill him. They wanted to kill him. They were not concerned about people. They were more concerned about their position and their title. How many of us are so much more concerned about our position and our title instead of the people? Don't ever get to a place where your position or your title, you all, hallelujah, takes the humility and the mercy of God out of your life. Always be humble. Always be merciful. That's my prayer. To always be humble and merciful. Amen. Receiving mercy and giving mercy. Receive forgiveness and giving forgiveness. Receiving love and giving love. Amen. We must approach fasting with humility. Fasting must be genuine and not religious or hypocritical. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You all, this is what God wants, amen, and we're going to get ready to wrap up here. This is what God requires in fasting. We must have correct motives in fasting. Fasting, you all, is a powerful tool if done correctly. Muslims and Hindus fast, but their fasts are merely religious. So when Pastor Manning was asking about, you know, if you believe in your fast, but it's merely, a lot of people, it's just religious practicing. You know, amen. So you all, great miracles and breakthroughs happen when fasting is done in the right spirit. When we look in the book of Isaiah chapter 58, it describes the fast that God has chosen. Fasting cannot be done with amusement. Fasting in verse 3, I'm sorry, y'all, verse 3. Fasting cannot be done with amusement. Fasting cannot be done while mistreating others. Fasting cannot be done for strife or contention. Fasting should cause one to bow his head in humility like a bush. Fasting should be a time of searching the heart and repenting. Amen? Fasting should be done with an attitude of compassion for the lost and the hurting. In the book of Isaiah, you all, Isaiah 58, 3, 5, and 7, 3, 4, 5, and 7. Amen. This, you all, is the fast that God promises to bless. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the fast, you all, that God promises to bless. The enemy knows the power of prayer and fasting, and he will do everything in his power to stop you. I don't know if you ever tried to fast and pray, and it just seemed like everything was going wrong, and your mind was playing tricks on you. Like, ever since I started fasting, everything is starting to happen. I want you to know the enemy does not want you to fast and pray because he knows the power that's in fasting and prayer. So he will use anything and anybody to come up against you during this time, and he will not stop. His ultimate goal is to stop you, is to kill you, to destroy you, amen, and to steal from you, amen. See, believers who begin to fast can expect to encounter much spiritual resistance. A believer, and I'll say that again, a believer, as Pastor Amanda asked about the unbeliever, the non-believer, a believer must be committed to a fasted lifestyle. The rewards of fasting are for outweigh the obstacles of the enemy. Amen. Amen. I want you to know fasting brings an open reward, and we're about to get ready to wrap up here. Amen. Fasting has great rewards, everyone. Many believers are unaware of the great rewards that come through fasting. You are understanding the great benefits of fasting will motivate more believers to make it a regular part of their lives. The Bible says in Matthew 6 and chapter 6, verse 17 through 18, Matthew 6, 17 through 18 says, "But you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face so that you will not appear to men to be fasting, but to your Father who is in secret." Amen. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. God promised promise rewards to those who fast in secret. Reward is God's favor, abundance, and blessing. Amen? The open rewards of fasting include blessing, abundance, favor, and prosperity. Learn the secret of obtaining God's reward through private fasting. You don't have to post it on Facebook, Instagram, just not to everyone. If we here as a church family are having our corporate prayer, we don't have to tell every friend, coworker, family member that we are fasting and praying if they're not a part of this fasting time of fast and praying. Amen. Everybody don't need to know this. Everybody doesn't need to know you are fasting. As you are led by the Holy Spirit, make this a personal, amen. Make this personal, you all, a personal discipline between you and God, and see how he rewards you. The Bible says in Hebrews 11 and 6 says, and without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he comes to God, must believe that he exists and that he is a rewarder of those he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Amen. That's the book of Hebrews 11 and 6. Again, it says, and without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he exists and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Does anyone have any questions or comments at this time as we're about to wrap up here in prayer? Does anyone have any questions or comments at this time as we wrap up in prayer? Hallelujah. Pastor Manny, do you have any questions or comments? Amen. Amen. Anyone on the line have any questions or comments at this time? Please press 1. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God for the lesson on today. Father God, we thank you. And we ask that Jesus may help us, Lord, to be not only the readers and hearers of your word, but doers of your word. Father God, in Jesus' name, we come today. We decree and declare your goodness operating through and about our lives and those in our family. And Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you will bless every household and member. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for your presence right now. Lord, we believe in the power of your chosen fast, oh God. Lord, let our fasting destroy the yokes that the enemy has set up against us and against our family members and loved ones. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, let your light come into our life through your chosen path, oh God. Let help and healing be released to us, oh God, through your chosen path. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let us see breakthrough of salvation and deliverance in our life through your chosen path, oh God. Let miracles be released into our life through your chosen path, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let your power and authority be released in our life through your chosen path, Father God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Let it be done in Jesus' name. Remove every delay, oh God. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, remove every stumbling block, oh God, to our blessing as we fast and pray, believing and expecting you, Father God, to do it. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we humble our soul through fasting. Let your favor exalt us, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, drive every stubborn demon out of our lives through your chosen fast. Let your chosen blessing and mercy be released on us through your chosen fast. Nothing is impossible with you, oh God. Lord, let, hallelujah, our impossibility become possibilities through your chosen fast. Let every assignment of hell against us be broken through your chosen fast. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let all pride, rebellion, and witchcraft operating in our life and those in our family members be destroyed through your chosen fast. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let your anointing increase in our life through your chosen fast. Let us enjoy restoration through your chosen fast. Let all carnality be rebuked from our life and those in our family members through your chosen fast. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let all habits and iniquity in us be broken and destroyed and overcome through your chosen path. Let us pray, oh God. Let our prayers be answered speedily through your chosen path. Guide us through your chosen path, oh God. Manifest your glory, hallelujah, through us through your chosen path. Let the strongholds of sexual impurity and lust be broken in our lives and those in our family members. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, through your chosen path. Let sickness and infirmity be destroyed in our lives. And be, hallelujah, and let healing come forth through your chosen path. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let all poverty and lack be destroyed in our lives and those in our family members and those who we pray for daily through your chosen fast. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, remove all oppression and torment from our lives through your fast, oh God, that you've chosen for our life. In the name of Jesus Christ, we humble ourselves with faith.
fasting of today. We turn to the Lord. We're fasting, weeping, and mourning in the name of Jesus Christ. This, that kind of faith that will go out this hallelujah through fasting and prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, help us, oh God, to be obedient, oh God. Hallelujah to every assignment that you've given us through fasting and prayer. Hallelujah to your name, God. We will fast according to the fast chosen by the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare that it is so. Hallelujah to your name, God. Thank you, Jesus. We now proclaim a fast and humble ourselves before our God to seek from him the right way for our family. Amen. Hallelujah. And all our possessions. We fast to loose the bonds of wickedness and to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free and to break every yoke in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We will set our face toward the Lord God to make a hallelujah request by prayer and supplication with fasting, sackcloth and ashes. We will fast in the secret place and our Father sees in secret. He will reward us openly in the name of Jesus Christ. We will not depart from the temple of the Lord, but will serve God with fasting and prayers night and day. Oh, Lord, help us this day to receive the fast that you have chosen for us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, there will be breakthroughs, bring breakthrough to our lives and deliverance, oh God, from all that is not of you. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we thank you for it, Lord. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are free. And we are free indeed, that we are blessed and we can never be cursed, that we're the head and not the tail. We're on top and not beneath, and we don't owe anyone anything but to love him. And we thank you for our Lord. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all today. I hope you all enjoyed the lessons on today as we've been led. I want to bring to you, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, under the hand, hallelujah, of our mighty God, and the lessons of our journey. Apostle John Eckhart, amen. God bless you all. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. If there's anything here that we can help you with at the Gospel Public Ministries, please do not hesitate to reach out. We're here to love you. We're here to help. Amen. We all fall short of glory. Amen. So no matter where you're at or what you've been through or what you're going through right now, God is able. He's able to bring you out. He's able to turn it around for your good. So don't beat yourself up. Don't beat yourself down. Hallelujah. God does not condemn. The Holy Spirit convicts. He puts us back on the right path, the path of righteousness. Amen. God bless you. We love you. You all take care and have a blessed day in the Lord. We see y'all on Sunday morning, church service at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We hear the Gospel Public Ministry. Pastor Dorsey Manning and Apostle Calvin Command. We love you. God loves you more. Remember, Jesus is Lord and the devil is defeated. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hiya.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say, well.
Give it back.